says the U.S. will definitely fail to change the hostile attitude of the Zionist regime on the recent nuclear agreement between Iran and the 3+3 group of countries. Addressing thousands of Friday prayers worshippers in Tehran, Ayatollah Mohammad Mami Kashani said, the U.S. and the Western powers cannot appease the Zionist regime because the real intention of the Zionists is to destroy all nations in the Middle East. Ayatollah Mami Kashani said, the Zionist authorities will not be satisfied until their hands are soaked in the blood of world nations. The senior cleric rejected the West's claims that the pressure of sanctions brought Iran to the negotiating table. Ayatollah Mami Kashani urged all Iranians to continue the realization of the resistance economy as outlined by a leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. The senior cleric further rejected as mere lies the Western allegations that Iran supports terrorism. He said, the world knows it is the Western powers who are the real sponsors of terrorists operating to destabilize the region. The cleric said the Western powers have been training terrorists to fan Islamophobia in the world. The cleric added, it is the Western powers who have been supporting the criminal Zionist and Saudi regimes in massacring regional nations, such as the Palestinian and Yemeni nations. Ayatollah Mami Kashani said the Saudi and Zionist regimes and the abominable ISIL terrorists are all working toward the same evil objective in the region. Now, some 60 lawmakers from the U.S. House of Representatives will travel to Tel Aviv this month. The trip will be funded by AIPAC, which is the most influential pro-Zionist lobby group in the U.S. The trips are scheduled to take place before Congress is set to vote on recent historic Iran E3+3 nuclear conclusion. The enculturation trips to Tel Aviv by 22 Democrats and 36 Republicans are being paid by the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the AIPAC. U.S. Congress can vote to reject the nuclear accord, but it would take a two-thirds majority in both the House and Senate to override a presidential veto. Some Democrats are undecided about whether they would vote in favor or against a nuclear agreement, but most Republicans have already voiced their opposition to the deal and are attempting to derail it. Zionist and hardline conservative lobby groups in the U.S. have launched expensive campaigns to convince lawmakers to vote against the historic agreement, which ushers in cooperation instead of confrontation. AIPAC is one of the staunchest opponents of the nuclear agreement with Iran and is spending over $40 million to run TV ads in 35 U.S. states, urging politicians and hardliners to act against the Iran E3+3 accord. AIPAC has been supporting the right-wing Israeli policies, but many American Jews say the warmongering group of millionaires is not representing them. At least four people have been wounded after the Zionist regime military bombed a refugee camp in the blockaded Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Ma'an news agency reported the attack took place